The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Chof Zayin. Gemara Amud Aleph discussing different halachas of tzitzis. The Gemara is really involved in the discussion of the size of the beged, but mainly the Gemara discusses the different shittas about which materials are mechuyev in tzitzis midaraisa. The Gemara brings the braisa Tanit Beri Bishmol, where Tanit Beri Bishmol were marbe from a posuk b'shar begodim minayin l'rabbois. Not only beged semer or pishnum are mechuyev in tzitzis, but Tzemer Gmalim, Tzemer Anovim, Neitzer Shalizim, Vashirin, Vakoloch, Vasirikin. The Gemara is marbe from a pasuk. Rava says no. Rava does not hold of Tanit Beri Bishmol. Rava darshens the pasuk of Hakonov, the pasuk in the parish of Tzitzis. Hakonov min Konov, that the only chiv midereisa in Tzitzis is only minim that one can make Tzitzis out of, which would mean that a beged, which is made out of anything else but semer, wool, or pishdon flax, would not be mechuyev in tzitzis min derabanan. It is mechuyev in midereisa, not. And this, which is a pashto nafkamina for us, is katan tzitzis. Is katan tzitzis a kiyum of mitzvah say midereisa, or is it potter midereisa, and it's only a kiyum of mitzvah midrabanan? Actually, had a paskin is a machlokes hapoiskim. The Mechaber in Arachayim Simon Tess paskins that Semer Geffen, which is cotton, is only Mechuyim Derabon. The Ramah is Cholik, and he holds that Yoyitz in the midst of Sem Derais. So Shaila had a paskin like which Shita in our Gemara, based on a proper reading of the Sugi Menachas of Lamed Tess. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Cotton Hay, that's in Sif Tess, says that of course it's better to be Mahader, to put on a beged. Oh, most of us don't wear flax. But it's better to be mahadir than to put on a wool pair of tzitzis. Some people find it uncomfortable. So there are people that are mahadir, there are some people that find it uncomfortable, they only wear cotton tzitzis. What's interesting is, bewildering in fact, is that the Sefer Maaser Rav, which is the likud of all the hanhogas of the goyim, and there was no bigger, as far as we know, there was no bigger mahadir b'mitzvahs, machmir in every way of being mekayim mitzvahs, according to all the shittas, than the goyim. And the goyim wore a talis cotton, surprisingly, of cotton. It's brought down before from the Maaser Rav, it could be relied on. There's Hagois in the Sefer Maaser Rav. Why would the Goyim not be Mahadir to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasem Derais according to all the Shittas? It's an interesting footnote over there. There's one of the Gedoyle Talmide Mibes Midrash Shel Agro was Rav Naftali Hertz Halevi. Rav Naftali Hertz Halevi was a Talmudic of Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin. Later on, he became the Rav in Yafo. Not Rehov Yafo, of course, but the city, the port city of Yafo, which is right next to today. There's almost no Jews who live there. There's almost no Frum Yidin who live there, so it's, a lot of it was taken over by Arabs, but it's adjacent to where Tel Aviv was built in 1920. He was the Rav, I think he passed away in the early 1905, and after that, Rav Kook became the, maybe a few years earlier than that, Rav Kook afterwards became the Rav of Yafo before he moved to Yerushalayim after World War I. In any case, the Rav Naftali Hertz Halevi is magia over there, that the reason why the goyin only wore a talis cotton made out of cotton is because the whole year, the whole day, it's brought down that the goyin would sit the whole day b'kedusha v'tara and learn Torah m'uter melubish b'talisoy u'm'uter b'tfilov. So anyways, he was being mekayim the mitzvah with a talis godel made out of tzemer. So the reason why he put on a talis cotton out of cotton was in order chavivus hamitzvus to show to not only be mekayim the mitzvah midaraisa but to show chavivus for the mitzvah derabonon. So he wanted to wear both. Fakert, the guy was being mahadir in the mitzvah by not only wearing the talis godel of tzemer but putting on the talis cotton of cotton, which is a chiddush. Who said it's a hidden mitzvah to show that one's mekayim the mitzvah? And in the Rabbanon take away, the person has a house, and there are many rooms that are mechuyev midaraisa. Certain things, let's say storage rooms, are only mechuyev midarabanan. Is there a mitzvah, or is there a hiddur, to not use the room in a way that would render it a mechuyev midaraisa? Lo shemanu v'lo reinu. It's a very big chiddush, this shtickle of Natalia Talevi, but the Hanahog of the Goyin is even more difficult to understand. The Chaznish, interestingly enough, who was also a big follower of the Minhagim of the Goyin, the Chaznish, Kanireh learnt up that the Goyin didn't hold this Indian of the Mishnah Brura of wearing Dafka Minnat Mukhiv Midaraisa. The Chaznish wore a talis cotton that was made out of cotton. The Igris Moshe passes like the Mishnah Brura. Moshe says like the Mishnah Brura that it's better to be kind of mitzvah in a way which is deraisa according to all shitzi. You look in the picture of the Moshe, and that's what he did. There's an interesting shaila that comes up. Many people wear a talus cotton made out of a wool pair of tzitzis, and it's terribly hot during the summer. It's very uncomfortable. It's easier if you're chassidish, you wear it over your shirt. It takes away a lot of the difficulty. But if you wear it under your shirt, it makes for sweating. It's very uncomfortable. L'chayra, at kama that it's uncomfortable, not only ladaf ki mechuyv, but who says you mekayim a mitzvah? The idea of beged is a beged is something which is worn for levisha, worn for hanos levisha. If something is worn in a way that's uncomfortable, is there hanos levisha? Maybe one is not even mekayim. It's not even called that he's wearing the beged. If he's not wearing the beged, he's not mekayim the mitzvah at all. Maybe it's better to hider to wear the talis cotton made out of cotton. Taisus and Nida Samach Aleph in a related discussion. Taisus says that there's no loig l'rosh. There's any of loig l'rosh to kilu mockery of the mason by being mekayim mitzvah in the dalal amos and met. Everybody knows that you talk your tzitzis in when you're in a beis hakvaros. Taisus and Nida Samach Aleph says that there is no loig l'rosh in the mitzvah of tzitzis. He doesn't hold of talking in the tzitzis because even a live person, if he would wear the beged in a way, if a dead person would wear the beged, it would not be a levisha shel hano. A live person not be levisha shel hano wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah either. Taisa says levisha has to be levisha shel hano. L'chayiv, one is very very hot. Is that a levisha shel hano? L'chayiv, the only way to be miyashu the minig that many people on the had to wear wool talis cotton even in sweltering days in July when l'chayiv there is no hano and faket, there's anti hano involved in the wearing. One would have to say that the definition of levisha sheyesh b'hano or not is only totally in the type of beged. Even if one puts on a beged, which is normally worn lahano, it's normally worn in a way that does benefit the body, and one is wearing it in a way that's adverse, one's in a very hot place, and he puts on a beged, which is only going to cause him discomfort, still the beged itself is oimid levisha shelhano, and the way he's wearing it is a way which is normally worn, which a beged is normally worn lilvisha sheyesh b'hano. So therefore, it would seem that one would have to say that would be called levisha l'hano, and one would be mekayim the mitzvah. Whereas, let's say, the Beis Yosef talks in Simeon Aleph about something called a glima, some type of cape, but it's not really a beged, it was used to protect things. One could put it over himself, not only over kelim. Over there, if he put that type of thing on himself, he would not be mekayim the mitzvah at all, because it's not a beged shel hano. But over there, the beged itself is not a beged shel hano. Over here, the beged is hano. The levisha generally is a levisha, which would be mahana, the person who's wearing it. It happens to be on a very hot day. There is no hano. So b'chia gavne, it would seem that the poskim that don't mention this aura hold that would be a levisha mechayevis in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Of course, one could still argue and say that's not a type of beged, which is levisha shel hano. It's not a sug beged bechlal, which is under the levisha shel hano, because who in their right mind would ever wear a beged like a tzitzis if not for the fact that he's making it for the mitzvah? If it's made only for the mitzvah, who would wear tzitzis if not for the mitzvah? We only wear it for the mitzvah. Is that called that it's not a levisha shel hano? It would seem they're not. The fact that it's being worn for a mitzvah, that the hano of the levisha is in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. You have a similar idea by, let's say, Ner Havdolah. The light has to be a type of light that one is nene from. Nobody puts on a Havdolah candle except for the mitzvah. You don't put it on to be nene from it. Yeah, but the Hano over here is to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Sandal Shel Chalitza is the same thing. You need a special shoe to make the act of Chalitza on a woman whose husband died without leaving over children. Yeah, the same thing, Besukkah Letzel, where a sukkah has to provide shade. Most people, if they want shade, they'll sit inside their house with the air conditioner blowing. They're not going to sit in a sukkah. But because one is sitting in the sukkah, which is made letzel, sitting in a sukkah letzel is considered a type of sukkah which is mahana, is considered a beged which gives hana, etc. One last point to be raised in this type of discussion is a talis cotton, not of cotton, like we said, which is machlokes apoiskim. If it's derais derabanan, but the talis cotton, which became popular a while back, of made out of polyester, basically plastic. There's a discussion about it. Is it doima la'oyer? There's a material called oyer, which is yemechuyev in tzitzis. The one thing that's interesting is that in terms of beged, this point of oyer is pointed out by Rosh Avai Shlita of Yerushalayim, we only find begodim to be either something that comes from an animal, which is oyer, something which is made of leather, is considered a beged, it's mekabel tumah like a beged, it has many dinim of hilchis tumas begodim, begodim shel oyer. And then we have tzemach and we have pishton, which are things we have tzemer, we have pishton. Tzemer is something that comes from a balkai. Pishton is something that grows from the ground. What we don't find bechlal by begodim is from doimim, things that are not from something which is alive, either a vegetable, something that grows from the ground, or something that's a live animal. We do not find any type of begodim made out of rock or something that comes from the ground. Where does polyester come from? It comes from oil. It comes from neft, from oil that's inside the ground. It's a doim. It's not a chai. It's not a tzemer. Who said that there's a shame beged out of such a thing? We have no makor in Chazal. Of course, Chazal didn't have plastic, but we have no makor in Chazal or in Pesukim in the Torah that would have a shame beged. Interesting point. Could be it's a bracha l'matol to make a bracha, and I think they mostly phased them out because many poskim were not excited by wearing the talis cot made out of polyester. Another issue, they have the talisos ketanis in all the stores, in all the svarim stores, the very small ones for little kids. You get the little cute one with olive base for a 3-year-old boy with the matching yarmulke. The problem is that a beged, with learning these sugyas, a beged has a certain shir, shol, arba, lama. What about these little tiny cute begodim? Are those considered a beged? Aruch HaShulchan says something interesting over here, because tzitzis. The Aruch HaShulchan says that there really is no shear of a beged for tzitzis. The shear is the normal way, for the normal size that a person would wear of a beged. Therefore, if you're talking about a very small child, the size which is fitting for him, the same way for an adult would be an amal amo, for a child it's much less. He says, l'chadchila, he says, yimamish makai mitzvim deraisa. A smaller person could wear a smaller shear. There is no any one size fits all, literally, by tzitzis. Whichever size covers the rov guf of a person, that is the size of tzitzis. And therefore, there's no chiyuv to give a small child a big pair of tzitzis. One could use the little kitty tzitzis. And that's taka the minik. The minik is that everybody buys these little, maybe not so people are less willing to do this type of thing, but certainly in America, everybody buys these little kitty tzitzis. According to Aruch HaShulchan, you yoytz in the mitzvah, a child's yoytz in the mitzvah, you can make a bracha, b'lit shum, pikuk, no shayla whatsoever.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shayla, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.